I will, to be honest, it's total outrage. 750 ton of blue whiting that was for human consumption ended up having to go to fish meal over rules and regulations, you know. And the blue whiting is high in protein, and it's very affordable for countries down in like West Africa. And to me, it's totally wrong. You know, this could have went for human consumption. Instead, it went for animal feed. And no problem with things going to the fish meal. I mean, we're lucky to have a good fish meal plant in Killybegs. But, like, when it's a good product, it's a mortal sin, to be honest.
So what are the rules and regulations that resulted in this happening?
Well, that's what the rules and regulations are. We're not clear on it. The boat landed and they were told they were going to get a monitor. And nobody has any problem with a monitor. But as you know yourself, the blue whiting's a very soft fish. And if it goes through what we call the weighing machine here on the pier, it turns it into mush. So we have no problem or any time a monitor has been done in the factory. But sadly, this time the powers that be wouldn't agree to a monitor in the factory. And that's what's led now to 750 ton going out the road to fish meal. It would have probably fed maybe 30,000 people down in West Africa, and that's where we are.
And locally in Killybegs, how did this affect the industry there? Did workers lose time at work?
Yesterday there was 50 workers just sent home, and I mean, that's a Sunday, it was double time. Like, that's a big loss to any community. And the way it is now, people's afraid to buy blue whiting because they don't know whether they're going to be called for a monitor again. You know, the rules and regulations needs to be sorted out here. You know, it's a farce at the minute, to be honest.
And who is ultimately responsible for sorting that out?
Well, it's going to come down to the ministers to sort it out along with the SFPA. Something has to be done, you know, so hopefully this week we'll try and get something sorted that this will never happen again. And to be honest, I'm daily talks with the two ministers, Minister Hayden and Minister Dooley, to try and get something sorted here that this will not happen again.